For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Where else can you go but Rosie on the House, where we cover colliding black holes in space and the origins of gravity. Sweet Corn Trail, starting at Mortimer's Farm in Dewey. Open lines all last hour, and now we're moving right back into your backyard swimming pool.
And I already have a number of calls, but before we get there, let's introduce our guests. We've got a great panel sitting here before us from Hayward Pool Products. Hayward, if you haven't heard of Hayward Pools, you must have just moved down from Alaska.
Yeah, we've been in the swimming pool industry for a long time, so the name is well-branded and out there, and we're just three of the local guys here that work in the Phoenix market, so... we just wanted to get on and kind of tell you a little about what we got going on.
And that's Marty Sandoval, the sales rep for Hayward here in the Phoenix market. So what's your background in the pool business in general, Marty?
Well, I've been around for 8 years now. I'm still kind of a newbie. So that's why I brought the tech guys in. These are the guys with all the answers.
All right.
I'm the kind of the concept guy, the one with the ideas.
Over here on your right, we've got Flip Bukosik, and you're commercial sales manager for Hayward. So we're talking big pools.
Big pools and community pools.
Do you have any equipment at Big Surf?
Yes, absolutely. We do. I was just out there a week ago.
What were you looking at?
To install a UVO3.
Which is just a water purifier?
Purifier. It's like you're swimming in bottled water. So,
can you tell me how to make them...
grandchildren get in it.
Right.
And to drink away.
But we'll talk about that a little bit later. And then over on the far right, we've got Clint Webster, which is the Western Technical Manager. So
correct.
We've got all the bases covered here this morning.
Correct. Yes, sir. Thank you.
If you have a pool question, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. The text number's 411-923 or email at info@rosieonthehouse.com.
I'm guessing I'm probably the oldest pool boy in the studio. When we moved to Arizona, we weren't here but about a week or two where my dad had a pool contractor digging a hole in the backyard. That was 1965. And back in those days, when you had a dust storm, baby, you were left with not just a frosting of dust across the top of the pool. You were left with 3 inches of mud that literally would take a week to vacuum out. It would take 40 or 50 backwashes. You had to connect this. I was the automatic pool cleaner. I was that dude. And you had to fill the vacuum hose up with water and connect it and then put it down there and get it all connected and everything and suck and suck and suck and backwash and backwash and backwash. And fortunately, I learned early that if you backwash long enough, the water got low enough that you got a break because you had to wait till the hose filled the pool back up.
You learn quickly, do you not?
Well, boy, swimming pools have sure come a long way from that hole in the ground we had in the 60s.
Absolutely.
And Hayward's been a big part of that evolution.
Yeah, we've really been kind of transitioning over the last few years into automation, and everybody today wants to be able to do everything on their telephone. We've got a lot of people that live out of state and have property here in town that they rent or lease and want to be able to kind of keep an eye on everybody and be able to turn everything on and off remotely, especially people flying in and wanting to start their spa before they get home, have it ready to get there or ready when they get there so that it's a quick, seamless process. So that's really kind of where the industry's headed over the last few years is big into automation and being able to do the phone app stuff. And we can also do the voice response, too, with like Alexa. We'll be getting into the Google Home where you can just tell Alexa to turn your pool to 84 degrees or turn your LED light to Voodoo Lounge or, you know, just anything and everything. You can just do voice response. You don't even need to use your phone or a remote anymore.
Now, Marty, what in your background would want your swimming pool in the Voodoo mode?
Well, Well, the LED lights come. we haven't even really gotten into lights, but the Voodoo Lounge is a wild party mode, okay. I guess, for the party people.
All right. Well, it certainly has come a long way from just a single bulb underneath the diving board, sunk into the plaster wall. That's for sure.
Does that include underwater speakers?
those kind of things can be tied to the automation system. Yeah, if you get the right one where you have some different relays that you can tie pretty much anything into these days. We've got people that hook up their RV gates to open the RV gate with the same app or Alexa.
Backyard lighting. Yeah, backyard. There's a lot of stuff. The commercial were always the big ones before, where you had all the extras and the underwater speakers. Now there's a lot of homes that have that. And swimming pools in the backyard have, just like you said, Rosie, from back in the day, they're elaborate now. They are very complex and upscale, and they're a big party feature. They're a big home feature for people, absolutely.
When we built that house, it was kind of out in the country at the time. Right now it's in town. But Clint, when they built that pool, not only do we not have a wall around it, many times we'd come home and the neighborhood kids would be in it.
Absolutely, absolutely. A little more secure now.
So. Can we just talk about the basics of water treatment in a swimming pool? Because it actually gets more complicated than people realize, the management of your water quality.
Correct.
Okay, so we've got a body of water, could be 20,000 gallons.
Yes.
What are we going to do with that water just to keep it modestly safe to get in regularly and enjoy? I want to get in. My wife's going to get in. She's all lathered up with suntan lotion. Soon as she gets in, then her Labrador comes in. And as soon as her Labrador comes in, my two German short hairs jump in, and we're all in that swimming pool. Then the grandkids jump in.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about that water treatment.
So water filtration is the first thing. You've got to have a sized correctly filtration system running your water through said filtration system. Most people say 20,000 gallons. You're going to run that pool 8, 10, 12 hours a day in the summertime in the heat that we deal with. You want to check your water chemistry, chlorine levels, pH levels, at least 2 to 3 times a week in the summertime. Most of us pool guys, if you checked it every day, we appreciate it. We really do, because when you don't and you let it go, it doesn't take long in this heat to let it go. You've got a dog in the pool. You're having a party every day. One dog's like 20 people in that pool. Suntan oils, they clog up the filter. There's a lot of things, like you said, you've got to be accounted for. A lot of kids, they don't go out and go to the bathroom, not to be crude, but you've got to account for that. So, yes, sir. But check that water multiple times a week. First thing in the morning before the sun comes up, it affects the water chemistry, because generally we run them at night here in the valley to save on the electricity. The rates are cheaper. Let the filtration work. People aren't in the water, and check it first thing in the morning. Check your baskets weekly. That's why a lot of us have jobs. There's a huge business opportunity in this town for swimming pool guys.
And
you see them every day.
Originally, back in our day, the pool filter was really just a sand filter.
Just a sand bed.
Now, y'all have taken that to how many different type of filter types could we be looking at today?
There's still really only three. You've got sand, which is still the old standard.
Okay.
You have diatomaceous earth, or DE for short, which is the highest filtration level. It gets out the finest particles. What most of the builders and what most people use in town now are a multiple cartridge filter, a paper fiber cartridge that you've got to take out every 3 to 4, 5, 6 months, depending on the size, and clean them. Just wash them off like you would anything else. So you still got your big three. Sand's still the kind of the standard, especially where we live. It's easiest to take care of. D's the hardest to take care of. Cartridge is somewhere in between.
And so that's getting the particulates and the dirt out.
Correct.
And then we got to just constantly monitor the chemical balance of it.
Correct. Constantly. It's those two together. It can be that simple. Yes, sir.
Okay, Flip. How do you do that? How do you do that at Water World? How do you do that at Big Sur?
They actually chemically treat it overnight, and they have to continually pump chlorine throughout the day. It's totally clear in the morning, and then by the afternoon it looks like milk. So then everybody leaves, and at nighttime it gets to filter and clean itself up again.
And you were talking actually at one of those facilities that there's a UV filter.
Not yet. It's a UV ozone, and it actually purifies the water. And they want to put one in and try it there to see how it's going to do.
Now, how big is that piece of equipment for a bike? How many gallons are we talking there?
I think they said 200,000 gallons.
Okay.
Might be more than that, but they have several bodies of water. They want to try it on the little kids' pool there.
Okay. So they'll go to drinking water quality pool. Now, will they then have to chemically treat that in addition to that?
Yes. So you would keep the chemical still at 2 to 3 parts per million, maybe even higher for that because of the kids. But then there's nothing for the chlorine to fight because the UV ozone actually kills all the bacteria and stuff. So you don't use as much chlorine, but you still keep it at the same parts per million.
We're here with Flip, Marty, and Clint from Hayward Pool Products. We've got Rusty, Dave, and Walter all on hold with questions, and we'll get to every one of those questions. We're going to take a quick break and be back right after this. With the desert sun blazing year-round, your home needs to have fortress-level protection against intense sun rays and oppressive heat. Hey, y'all, Rosie here. Fortunately, Pella Impervia fiberglass windows and doors are built to withstand the southwest climate and stay looking great for years. And it gets better. These energy-efficient Pella products can help keep your home more comfortable. So when you leave the sauna outside, you're greeted with a rejuvenating burst of cool air inside. The team from your local Pella Window and Doors of Scottsdale or Tucson can finish your installation project in as little as a day. You're just a short call away from a cooler, better-looking, more energy-efficient home. Visit the showroom in Scottsdale or call 877-987-3552 to lock in your Pella savings now. That's 877-987-3552. Call Pella now.